Yes, it's the first time that an Irish government minister has been represented here commemorating the Somme. This is the 95th anniversary of that battle, the 1st of July 1916, 1st of July 2011. So I'm here on behalf of the government. The British monarchy is represented by the Duke of Gloucester, the Queen's cousin. We have Owen Paterson here, the Northern Ireland Secretary, Peter Robinson, someone from Canada, Canadian Minister, and myself. So it's a great honour and a great privilege to have been asked by the government, first of all, to come and to lay a number of wreaths in this historic part of Europe.
As you've been pointing out, there are people from Ireland and Donegal who lost their lives there. So I presume a touching moment in that regard too.
A very touching moment indeed. I've been thinking of all the people from Ireland, and particularly the people from Donegal, and indeed people from my own parish who did come out here. Some of them returned home. Unfortunately, some are laid to rest here. So they were all in our thoughts here today. It was a most impressive ceremony. The non-these last 2 or 3 or 4 hours, there were 2 long services here, church services, and it's a brilliant day. And my first time here. I know that Paddy Hart and others have been here before me, but they were all delighted that the government now sees fit to have a representative here, and I'm honoured to be the first Irish government representative to be at this commemoration. So I'm speaking to you from Tifal in front of the Ulster Tower, and now we're heading down to Messines, where we have the Irish Tower, and which will be of real significance to many people back in Ireland as well.